Falcon Northwest. You may have heard of them, but if you haven't, they are probably the premier and maybe only surviving boutique builder from the 90s. There used to be three of them. There used to be Voodoo PC, Alienware, and Falcon Northwest. Voodoo PC was purchased by HP and has become HP Omen, so it's promptly been killed. Alienware was purchased by Dell and is now being Weekend at Bernie's around all over the place. But Falcon Northwest has maintained their position as a premium builder, and today we're looking at the Tiki. Oh my God, this is heavy. Why is it so heavy? This is a pretty small, but pretty powerful computer. And when I say that these guys are boutique, I mean it. This is not a case that you can get anywhere else but Falcon Northwest. And I'm not just talking about this lovely
UV printed
LTT logo that's on the side of it. Though you can get your own screen printed designs from the website when you order your PC. The actual enclosure itself is custom manufactured by Falcon Northwest. And that allows them to really design around the components that they want to sell in here, as opposed to having to make something that can fit every single configuration. And on top of that, you get a little duotang, but you also get a checklist of their inspections, the hardware information that it shipped with, including your BIOS, your CPU, the actual tuning that they got for your RAM. So you could ask them to overclock your RAM in advance. Here we got XMP1 at 8400 megatransfers per second, which is pretty crazy. They even have the games that they used to test the system on. They used Trine. I don't know if it's 1, 2, or 3, but that game's from like 2010. Lego, Marvel, and Tomb Raider. They're not particularly hard to drive games, but don't worry, this is a very, very powerful system. But beyond just testing games, they do long-term testing like GPU burn-in or running mem tests for several hours to make sure that you have a very stable system. They have scores for multiple different free available benchmarks. So if you are worried about the performance of your machine, you can validate and they give you the numbers to make sure that you are getting every bit of performance that you purchased. It's funny, they even go so far as to go into Windows and make it better for you out of the box, like putting the Windows button on the left side of the screen where God intended. They even go in so far as to change some of the registry files so you don't have to deal with a bunch of Windows BS. You even get some custom instructions that are specific to this machine, as well as when you buy this, you get 1 year of overnight delivery repair service, which is pretty awesome. I'm not gonna say that it's cheap, but it is awesome. But let's take a look around the case. The first thing I noticed about the case is that it's very heavy. And that's because as a console case, if you wanna have it vertical, it's pretty easy to tip over. But this, you can really hit it because they have a 5-pound brick of aluminum at the bottom to give it that stability. Now, one way you could solve it tipping over is by putting it on its side, like this, but that's not really recommended by Falcon Northwest because you would be limiting airflow, especially when we're using modern flow-through GPUs. On the top, we have two USB-A's that are running at 5 gigabit per second, and we have one USB-C that's running at 10 gigabit per second, and oh, they plugged an audio jack. That's gonna be a combo microphone-headphone jack. You got a power button and what is a reset button, maybe? Not really a fan of like really accessible reset buttons because I've had traumatic experiences in my life by having an older sibling who would just walk by my computer and screw my shit over. There is a kind of a cool almost like arrow pattern. It reminds you of the like police warning tape from like Cyberpunk. For those of you who saw this bag and wanted to know what's in it, it is literally the power supply bag. So these are power supply cables. Just for a reference point for people, this is the size of a PS5. But a big difference is that this can fit a 5090 and a 9800X3D in it. I don't think that's what's in this specifically, but it can fit that. I'm not sure how it compares in size to the Fractal Ridge. I assume it's pretty similar, but maybe I'll tell you if you watch this message from our sponsor. I'm not going to tell you. Yeah, Adam from the future. There was a whole other box that we had forgotten about that includes things like the aforementioned Rescue USB, a Windows install on a CD, which is wild because there's no CD drive in this. You got some extra cables, some mounting hardware, a motherboard manual, some SATA cables. I'm still confused by this. I guess you can type in the license key. Doesn't it come on a USB now? Anyways, back to your previously scheduled other part of the video. Taking this apart, the first thing I actually noticed is that I was expecting there to be two side panels, one on this side, one on this side, but it's not. This is a single bent piece of aluminum all the way around. With how the layout looks internally, kind of makes sense. You don't really need access to both sides, though I imagine that would mean swapping these fans would be a real pain because you'd have to take a bunch of other stuff out. Swapping this fan would suck. That's not a fan, that's a power supply. Never mind, ignore me, I'm dumb. All right. What is, so this is kind of old school. Oh, what? Oh, I hate this. The fan's like zip tied. I've never seen something like that.
What is this? This is also zip tied. I don't want to unplug it from the motherboard. That's going to be a pain in the butt to try and re-plug in.
One thing that's nice, at least for Falcon Northwest, is that if these are secured, then we know that it's going to get to the customer plugged in and functional. Yeah, there's so much to comment on real quick. So let's start with the basic. Obviously, you can see our Founders Edition 5090 with the flow-through cooler on a PCIe riser. We have our Intel stock cooler, which are famously not that good. These new generation ones are much better than the ones that came before. However, I think it's a missed opportunity to include something that's a little bit more better, especially when you're paying a boutique price. These coolers are not particularly quiet, nor are they particularly powerful. One of the cool things that they do is that they give you a custom label that has your name on it. This one says Linus Media Group because that is the customer. We're pulling it. That's gonna suck later. Opening it up, it's a pretty compact looking build. One thing to note is that this didn't have any sort of like inflatable material inside of it like you see on a lot of other like larger desktops, because everything in here is really kind of tightly screwed in, tied down. Like, there's so much attention to detail. When we take off this SSD mount, which can fit two extra 2.5-inch drives, we see that the power supply has its own shroud specifically so that they can mount your SSD and mount it to here in a way that's gonna give everything a lot of extra rigidity. Take the foot off, and there's some bonus ventilation. I'm assuming that maybe this was from a older design or a relic of another time, or maybe there's just a different configuration. Like, if you did wanna go with a console configuration and do a horizontal airflow pattern. Because you could probably fit a low profile GPU in the thickness of this, depending on the configuration. But yeah, everything is like just bolted in there. And even the GPU is mounted in somehow. So on the other side, it's tough to see with this design, but there are a bunch of screws for another internal bracket. It's definitely more of a functional than it is a sleek design. A lot of case manufacturers would shudder to think that they could have exposed screws on the outside of the chassis. And this might not look as good if you didn't have like such a busy custom design. And now we get a better glimpse at, get a better look at the fans that are blowing onto the GPU. There are a couple of slim 120s from Silverstone. And the nice thing is that they have enough of a gap, thanks to this little bracket here, that's screwed in. Wow, they used the end holes. I remember thinking, what's the deal with the end holes on the GPU? I need another 5090 to verify. I remember these holes on the front side. I didn't realize it was a magnetic. At least there's a magnet here. That's kind of crazy. But here we got 5090. We got an ROG Strix motherboard, and for the RAM, we have 48 gigs of Kingston Fury DDR5 running at 8,400 megatransfers per second. So that's speedy RAM. And it comes with XMP or Expo activated out of the box, because Falcon are just like that. Truly, I'm just blown away by how well cable managed this is compared to any other manufacturer out there. It feels not cramped at all in here because they've done such a good job of routing the cables, tying them down. It might make it a pain if I had to do any replacements, but if you're a customer for Falcon Northwest, you might not be so into the DIY aspect. Again, if you're used to working with DIY PCs, you probably wouldn't think that there'd be screws on the side panels. They just aren't really a thing anymore. But with Falcon Northwest, oh, they got you. Oh my God. Wow, okay, we got a beefy Silverstone Extreme 1200 power supply that gets a Cybernetics Platinum. That was like a full 120, so it must be at least SFXL. I can't really take it further out unless I unplug everything, which I don't know if that'll make it worse to put back in or make it easier. Either way, that takes us over to the motherboard, Z890 Strix from Asus. I know Asus has had their issues lately, but that's why I got the Falcon Northwest support. I will say, this is probably the biggest disappointment in the whole thing. This Intel cooler, why wouldn't you go for a better cooler? There's so much attention to detail everywhere else. You can't even see where the fan cables are going, but they're running a fan cable along here. It's zip tied, so that's perfectly hidden. You can really tell that they care. And look at this dinky little PCIe extension. I almost wonder why they went with a cable instead of doing like a hard 90 degree. I guess this gives them the flexible to work with multiple different types of GPUs if they're slightly different, if they have a thicker backplate. It's impressive, even though it's a bit unconventional compared to the usual DIY type systems, but the fact that they're using high-end components that are off the shelf allows you to actually upgrade your system in the future should you want, as well as the fact that they use a bespoke case means that they can provide you a configuration that is going to be optimal for the hardware that they're putting in it. For example, the airflow style that they have for the GPU, where they're just feeding it lots of fresh air. It blows through the GPU, comes out the back. If there's anything I'm worried about thermally, it's going to be the CPU, especially when we only have an intake and then passive exhaust through the top. But the only way to know if that's going to be any good is if we put this back together and game on it.
It sticks out, but it's also like it's like a 3D printed piece. I guess they just didn't quite have enough room for an adapter.
It's got the RGB on it. Look at that.
Oh, those are just some really glitzy RAM sticks. Is there RGB on the CPU cooler too?
I think there is. Welcome to the Falcon Northwest Tiki experience. As you can see, they've moved the Windows stuff. They have a cool, angry Tiki background. A lot of the stuff that's on here is ours. We were using this for another project earlier, but they keep it pretty light in terms of added software. You come with like the Fury Control, which is for RGB for your RAM. They have like a customer survey link. Let's see if it runs, gets the same Cinebench score as we have on the piece of paper. So we're running OBS in the background, but we're expecting a score above 30,000. My biggest concern is the fact that they have a 285 on just a stock Intel CPU cooler. I wish that they had opted to get a bespoke or more high-end cooler. I'm not sure if that's a possible configuration that they just didn't send us. That sounded like throttling to me. Hey, 32.541, and what they showed was 32.189. Let's check out our CPU temps, 6352 idling. Not that good. I am curious to see how this handles a full run of Cinebench. I feel like we're not running at the full speed. It does not have a very aggressive boost profile on it, and I'm wondering if that's been... Hi, it's me again. So we noticed that in Cinebench, we were only getting around 30K points on the 285, which is weird because the 285K should get around 42,000-ish. So we were wondering why the 285 non-K was trailing so much. We're not really sure because there's very few reviews of the non-K CPU out there. But from what we could find on Passmark, shows that the 285 is very different in performance from the 285K. So the numbers in Cinebench don't seem that far off from what they should be. The fact that these results line up with what Falcon Northwest was expecting and what they were willing to ship makes me feel like maybe the performance was not super influenced by thermals, but probably was a little bit. Now watch me fumble saying Doom the Dark Ages. So we're playing the Doom Dark Ages and we are getting a pretty solid 130 FPS-ish. We're not in like the largest area in this game, but it still seems pretty solid, maybe dipping down to 120, which is still pretty great for a brand new AAA title that looks as good as this one does. I am fairly impressed. And if we're looking at our temps, we're still running pretty hot on the CPU, but these Intel CPUs tend to just run that hot. Jamie, can you pull up the 285 TDP? It targets a maximum power of 180 watt turbo. So these things do just run pretty hot because that's a lot of juice to be flowing through, especially such a small cooler. Man, that one fan that's just sitting over top of the CPU cooler is very annoying being right up against the grates. That's one of the issues that you get with these kind of hexagonal grates as opposed to meshes. Meshes tend to have a little bit less of an acoustic effect on fans being right up against it. C'est la vie, I guess. Yeah, but clearly, it's clearly a powerful PC. You would hope that a PC that's spec'd out with a 5090 and with a high-end Intel CPU would be running really well in games, and boy howdy, does it. All in all, it's a really nice system, but here's the thing about Falcon Northwest stuff. It's very expensive. This configuration specifically is around $6,500. That's not just a pretty penny. That's a pretty checking account. When you add all the specific components together, it doesn't really make sense. $2,000 GPU, $600, $700 CPU, $300 power supply, $200 motherboard. You're still not quite there. But what they provide you is this bespoke, super awesome service where you get tested hardware, really beautifully done cable management. You're going to get a system that's going to show up at your front door and just work. And it's being made in Oregon, which is going to make it a little bit more expensive than something that's being assembled in the other side of the world. But to me, it seems like you're getting a good deal for what you pay for. This configuration isn't currently available on their website. It seems like they're only offering it with AMD CPUs, which makes sense because AMD's kind of been killing it compared to Intel in the CPU space. It's a boutique service from a boutique brand, and they do a great job. Only you can tell if something like this is right for you. But I can tell that what would be right for you is if you watched another short circuit video. So thank you so much for watching this one. Check out another boutique builder, Origin PC. They have this crazy Arachnid PC. I think Plouffe unboxed it. It's pretty cool. It's still a boutique builder with a white glove experience, but it's a completely different design philosophy.